If you watched Dancing with the Stars last night, you would have seen our very own Lisa Laurie looking absolutely fabulous and doing so, so well, even with a cracked rib. When did this happen?
You know, I think it happened a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half ago, and we just didn't know that it was there. And because of the trauma, repeat trauma is what they call it, of doing the same thing over and over and over, at some point my body was like, no, you need to stop now. So we only realized that it was there on Saturday morning.
I like that, repeat trauma. Mm. That's like to me when she speaks loudly before I had my first coffee. It's repeat. Repeat trauma.
Repeat.
So, but then obviously it got to a point where you realized something is wrong. Now.
Yeah.
And that was Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, yeah. We did our first run and I pulled Ryan to the side. I said, listen, something's not right here. This is not a sore back or a knot.
It's very sore.
Yeah, it's really, really painful.
But hats off to you though, because you didn't do the whole, ooh, could have cracked up. You were like, it's business. Let's do this.
Yeah. The show must go on, eh?
And you did it so well. Honestly, I thought that your guys' routine last night, knowing what we know, not even knowing what we know, just you were fabulous. You really were fabulous. Tough competition, eh?
Yeah.
Tough competition. Some people are bringing it.
Some people are. We couldn't bring it as hard as we would have liked to. But I'm going to give myself a chance this week and next week as well, just to recover a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's on like Donkey Kong. We had to take out some things. We had to soften a lot of things. But things happen. And it's pretty much how my life is set up. I'm always that girl that starts at the bottom. But best believe I will finish on top.
I want
to know where in your back the injury is. How high
up? So the 10th rib.
So that's pretty low down.
Pretty low down, yes.
But isn't that where he holds you the whole time?
Yes.
So what does he maybe hold? Does he hold back a little bit, knowing that you've got this injury?
I think he did, and we'll have a little chat about that later on. He needs to not be scared of hurting me now, because I do feel like he was dancing. No, he was dancing very, very, very softly. And I know Ryan. I enjoy himself by flute. But last night, he was holding back a little bit, and we need to push. I mean, it's either we step out or we do it right.
Yeah.
So I want to do it right.
So you don't trust that his years of experience might be the reason he's going gentle with you? Because you guys looked amazing. I'm talking movement.
Okay.
You looked amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I think also try and maybe trust that his years of experience are the reason he's not hurting you.
Is it Tumi or Tebogo? What's happened? Did you know that Tebogo used the word trust so many times with her criticism?
Trust.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
No.
It's actually quite freaky. Yeah. Mm. She was on about the trust thing, exactly what you said now. I love Tebogo, by the way. She calls it as it is. I would have scored you more. She gave you a 4.
Everybody a 4.
Everybody.
Except for Cornell.
Except for Cornell.
But you know what? Tebogo has been dancing forever. I mean, I've known Tebogo since I was in high school. Dance is in her blood. It's in her
air. You can tell.
She doesn't care whether you're going to call yourself an amateur or whatever. She's going to make you respect the craft. And that's one thing that excites me about people like Liesl. Because when they're on that dance floor, they're not going, I'm popular, I've got pizzazz. You can see they're focused on their technique. And that's exciting. Because then you go, this person, wait till they're like at home with this thing.
And then you've got is it English or Australian? I can't tell. The other guys, Jason?
Yeah, Jason, yes, and also Brian. Brian's also...
So, help me quickly. When they say that they've seen you do it better, do they watch your rehearsals and stuff as well?
So, Jason is part of the rehearsals. He sets up the lighting and everything. So, he saw us on Thursday when we did the lock-off.
All right.
And when he said that comment, I almost wanted to say, yeah, because I didn't have a broken rib on Thursday. But it's fine. I get where he's coming from.
All right. So, what were the scores? Brian gave you...
5.
And then 5. Debbie, 5. Jason?
Jason, 4.
4. And Tebogo, 4. If you watched the show last night, getting on the scoring, we're going to do a bonus round of scoring. So what we're going to do on this show, because Liesl's on the show, we're going to give you the opportunity to be a bonus judge on Dancing with the Stars. So drop us your score for Liesl and Ryan last night on 084-850-0942.
Morning, Liesl. Morning, breakfast team. This is Willem Rieder. Even with a broken rib, you showed a lot of grace. You showed elegance. Very sensual. A little bit naughty, but you danced. Like the star you are. Well done. Hey, keep it up. See you next week.
Where's the score? That sounded like a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like a 10.
I accept.
From the gym. Can you hear there in the background?
Yes, yes.
Goeiemorgen, Martin, Tumi, Elma en Lily Girl. Al wat ek net wil sê is, na gisterse Dancing with the Stars was top. Ek moet sê, toe ek die klip sien van hoe die retro aanstort, toe sê ek vir my vrou, wie wat, ne? Lizzo ken een easy dingo gaan ek. Ze is een goede echter. Want ik heb daar gezegd, kajis don't cry. En hij is net aan die heel aanzet. Net voor effect. Dank je, Lily girl.
Why don't cry?
I don't know. I don't know. I think last week you said soldiers, but I don't know where we are at this point in life, at this juncture.
You said gachi, which is... the guy that operates the taxi, around the Cape Province. Okay, lekker wat in my bye, donkey. What's his score geweest? What do you think his score was there for you? Did he criticize you for crying a bit?
So that was like a he's saying I was using it at the right time this time. Yeah,
sounded like an 8.
Why do you say to that face? It's good. It's better than anybody got last night. Like, that's true.
Yeah, that is.
It's 5 o'clock on Mnet. I registered it. It's not as much of a drama as I made it out to be. It's quite easy. And voted 100 times.
Per Lueva
100 keer. You don't have to press 1 every vote every time. Liesel, you can just put in the number there.
And then
vote 100,
done.
Vote, and then you're done.
Oh, you can write the number?
Yeah.
Oh, I pressed 100.
She clicked.
Lazy.
I literally clicked 100.
Really?
It's okay to me.
It's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome with Martin Bester and Tumi Marake. Great show, please, but I'll go off. And I know just where to find you. Jacaranda FM.